Hello, and welcome to How to Be a Better DM. My name is Tanner Wayland, and today we're going to learn how to be the best possible DMs we can be for our players. So before I get into it, we actually have kind of, a weighty announcement for us. As some of you probably know, for the past year, we've been trying to do Monsters.Rent as well. That's the miniature rental business we were doing. And, you know, after a year, we've had a lot of great experiences, but we were talking, Justin and I, and we just realized that it was kind of pulling away from our focus on the podcast, and we didn't want to, you know, kind of jack of all trades, master of none, this whole thing. So, we decided that we're not doing Monsters.Rent anymore. And that was kind of, you know, it was a sad moment because we put a lot of work into this in the past year, but it also, it's kind of like a weight off our chest because I don't know if any of you have ever gone from doing a podcast to then trying to essentially ship out a bunch of minis, you know, manage how they were being rented and everything. And it was a lot. And so we're excited for this new experience to kind of focus on the podcast. We're also grateful for any of you who gave it a shot. I know we were figuring out a lot of stuff and, between getting the minis ready and shipping them out and everything else, it was, we just really appreciate everyone who was patient with us and wanted to show support. I swear some of you out there, you didn't even care about the minis themselves. You just wanted to show us support, and that means the world to us. So we want to thank you for that. I will say that was a learning experience. Like, for example, we had Dead Wars. That was early on last year, right? I think that was April, maybe May. That's where the world record was set for the biggest D&D game, you know, ever. And you know, we've also met a lot of influencers. We had a booth at that same Dead Wars event. We got really into painting minis and did miniature photography and everything. And I just wanted to give that a shout out because that was kind of a big shift that we made. But we're also very excited for the new directions we're going with the podcast. And I just wanted to shout out some of that for you to kind of keep your eye on for the future. First off, we are planning on having a lot more guests. I know in the past we've had some great ones. We're trying to branch out even. Like this is kind of a little bit of a spoiler, but we are talking with a blacksmith in the near future about, you know, how DMs can kind of make weapons into a bigger part of their campaign and also make it more realistic, like the actual like forging process. And we're stoked out of our mind for that. So we hope that you like that and other kind of stuff. Also, Caden Otley, he's been on the show here and there, but we're very excited. He's going to be kind of joining in a more regular role. You're going to be hearing the occasional solo podcast from him. He'll be on the, the podcast where it's all of us a lot more often as well. And we're just so happy that he's in a much better place to be more involved now. And we're very excited about that. Also, and this is kind of bigger news, we did say that we wanted to focus more on the podcast. I guess the word should be podcasts, plural. We've mentioned the live play before, but we haven't mentioned that we're going to be starting a podcast, you know, network, essentially. We partnered with Jake Packham. You may not know him. He runs a wonderful podcast called Dungeon Mastermind. Very good at what he does. He's an amazing DM. He's actually the DM in our new live play that's coming out, Pact and Boon. That's the name of the podcast. He's going to be the DMing that. And basically his podcast, Dungeon Mastermind, the new Pact and Boon live play podcast and How to Be a Better DM. We're making a network out of it so we can definitely make a lot better content. To kind of meet your needs and also just to keep things fresh because, especially you guys know this as How to Be a Better DM. There's always ways we can improve. And that's not only DMing, but that's also definitely in terms of giving you guys the kind of content you deserve. So be excited for that. We certainly are. And, you know, be excited to see new faces, new opinions, and a lot better ideas out there than just what Justin and I can provide. And along with that, we'll also be doing a Patreon. So get excited for that, because we definitely are. And we've got some good ideas for the additional content and opportunities that it's going to give you guys for interaction with us. But, you know, if you want more info in the future, I believe it's live. Justin was just talking with me about this, but sessionzerostudios.com. That's going to be the kind of home base online, the website for our network. And I don't even think I said the name. I can't believe I forgot that. We are starting Session Zero Studios, which, if you know anything about our podcast, it shouldn't be that surprising that we went with something very much DM related with Session Zero. So yeah, keep an eye out for more info on that. But you know what? I've been procrastinating long enough. Let's get to the meat. Let's get to the part where we're actually talking about how to be a better DM. And today we're going to talk about a very direct thing. Oftentimes we mention like, hey, we're going to talk about description, or we're going to talk about combat or something like that, right? This one is actually, we're talking about problem areas and how to address them and fix them as a DM. Now, when you hear problem areas, that might feel like a negative connotation. What I mean by it is your weaknesses as a DM and how you recognize them as a growth opportunity rather than a thing to always feel like held down by. For example, if you got asked, hey, what are your main weaknesses as a DM? Would you know how to answer? Like, if I asked you that question, would you be able to say, oh, one, two, three, these are the main three or five that I really want to work on? Most of us probably not, because at least for me, when I'm DMing, pretty consistently I finish a session and I feel like, oh, this could have been better, this could have been better. But I think about them from an individual situation perspective, right? Rather than as a pattern of something I could fix. If I'm dealing with a player and that player wants to do something and I really don't want them to do something and there's a conflict there, and I consistently have conflicts with players who don't want to be railroaded in the way that I want, I won't think of that as like, man, I have difficulty going along with player suggestions or persuading in a way that makes them want to go along with what I want in a more persuasive way. I don't have the third person view enough to realize that it's a series of incidents arising from the same kind of problem area in my DMing style. And I just get frustrated instead of getting motivated to fix it. Hopefully this is making sense. So as an example, kind of to show you what this looks like, if I were to ask myself like, hey, what could I improve the most? In my mind, I am going to add that railroading. I didn't just throw that out as just an example. It is something that I deal with. It's something where I definitely could, you know, do it more nuanced in some places where like, hey, I am railroading, but I'm also allowing a lot of choice for the players. Or I kind of provide a path in a way that's very attractive and alluring for the players. I could get better at that. Another thing is combat speed. And I'm putting this on here because I think most of us could get better at this. At prompting players to be ready. Hey, your turn's coming up. Have it ready. I'm going to give you like 10 seconds to say what you want to do, or whatever, right? Most of us could work on that, and I certainly could. Descriptive language. This is one I've talked a lot about in the past, and it's one that I still feel like some of my players, I just get in the mode, and I'm like, okay, what's next? And I don't think about being in the moment and describing an action that the player's doing, or that an NPC is doing, or an event, right? Like a war band comes into town. Am I describing that in a way that's very visceral and that allows the players to kind of see it in their mind's eye? That's something I could improve. those, I'm going to throw out those options because I had time to kind of think about my DMing style and where I feel I'm kind of lackluster. And I kind of hope that while I was saying, kind of answering that question for myself, that you also were taking time to, you know, look at yourself a little bit and ask, hey, what are my weaknesses? Now, why is it so important to recognize them? While I feel like I was making that, I was assuming that everyone thinks that that's good. A lot of people avoid their weaknesses. They're like, no, I'll just really play into my strengths. And that's totally fine. But I think that if you're like me, I'm kind of a perfectionist in most of the negative ways where I feel like I'm always trying to improve everything rather than focusing on key areas. And that's because I don't want to acknowledge all the different ways that I could get better. And I kind of just want to generally just get better without realizing kind of my my weakened state, let's say. But the problem is when you kind of do a scattershot approach like that, where you're like, oh, I'm sure I'll get better with time, then you might, but it's going to be much slower and you're not going to realize the progress as much. And you're also not going to kind of reach that peak of DMing as efficiently as if you were like, hey, how about instead of me just trying to fit the whole elephant in my mouth at once, you know, bite by bite, right? You know that idiom. And I think that that's key to being better as a DM is like, hey, you can't, I mean, we have a bunch of podcasts, like episodes that address so many different topics. And if someone just looks at that list, they're going to be overwhelmed and understandably so. So what you need to do is not look at that whole list. You need to be like, hey, these three things, what episodes correspond with that? Or which practices can I do in life that will actually improve that? And when you have that kind of concentrated focus, you're going to see more progress. And also because of that visible progress, you're going to be much more motivated. I'm going to kind of give you an example of how once you've addressed that, your weaknesses, to then move on and improve on those problem areas. But first, I really want to thank our sponsor for the episode. We were actually talking with Jake Packham. The guy who, you know, he's going to be our DM. He's such a great guy, and he's also so busy. I mean, he's got a family. He's working, I swear, like three jobs at this point. And he told us, he was like, hey, honestly, I have to drink at least a few energy drinks throughout the day to get what I need. But he and his wife really worry about their health, kind of like I do. I oftentimes avoid energy drinks, but then I just don't have energy, period. And so I had to tell him about Magic Mind. Magic Mind, as we mentioned in the past, is just incredible for, it's kind of a guilt-free way to get that boost of energy that you need and that focus. It's got so many ingredients that, like for example, matcha, that's a lot better at kind of dispersing that caffeine than most other sources. It also has some great other like vitamins, nootropics, mushrooms that really help with focus and just general health. And because it's a small little, you know, container, you're not going to have to chug down this whole thing. You just have a little, you drink the bottle and you're good. It's easy. It's easy to get. It's easy to use. Like even if you have a Sprouts farmer's market near you, you can get it anytime, or you can just order it online. You can subscribe. And then they send you a whole pack of them. And then you're ready for the whole week or the whole month, whatever you need, right? I think that if you tried, then you, kind of like Jake, you're not going to be feeling that guilt from like, hey, I need energy to balance everything, but I kind of have to turn to unhealthy options. You don't have to do that anymore. Try out Magic Mind. You honestly won't regret it. And if you want it even for cheaper, If you go to magicmind.com/betterdm and use our code BETTERDM20, you can get up to 50% off of your subscription. So try that. And if you'd like to just test it, go to Sprouts Farmers Market. And then, of course, get the subscription because you won't regret it. I honestly believe that for you. So please try that and let's get back to the episode. So in terms of what the process is like for analyzing and working on problem areas, I already mentioned the first one, right? And that is, it kind of feels almost like a, like a 12 steps program where it's like, hey, first you have to acknowledge the problem. That's kind of a matter of just reflection, especially after a session. Before you check with the players, before you do anything else, if you just write down like, hey, I feel like this could have gone better, and this, and this, and this. If you do that for a few sessions in a row, you're going to see some definite, patterns. And then if you also ask players in between sessions, hey, what do you think could have been better? Where weren't you very involved and interested in during the game? If you ask those questions, you're going to see a pattern, and you're going to be able to pick out, like, at least, you're going to have to pare it down because there's probably going to be like a lot. But if you can pare it down to like the three most common or the three that you feel would make the biggest impact, then you're golden. You go from there. And then the second step is once you like have like narrowed it down, you're like, hey, I could improve in a lot of places, but I'm only going to work on these three. The next step is you have to get specific with the planning and make smart goals, right? So for me, I mentioned that like, hey, I want to get better at practicing, describing scenes, people, actions, events. Let's say that that's the one where I'm like, okay, I know that that's one I want to improve. Let's plan for that. I'm going to write that smart, specific goal, and it's going to be like, for my next session, I'm going to write out the words to describe at least one new town or new room or new vista within the game. And I'm going to do at least one of those where I write it out and I rework it and I just make it exceptional. And maybe I even give a time. I'm like, okay, I have 20 minutes to write a paragraph and rework the paragraph and get it to where I'm feeling really good on it. And then you could be like, okay, I'm going to do that for a description of scenery. And I'm also going to do it for a skill check, either fail or success that I know is going to come up. Like if they're in a dungeon and you're like, okay, there's going to be this trap where blood pours from the walls and they start almost drowning in it. I could just say it like that, you know, like, oh my goodness, you step on a stone and blood starts pouring from the walls. What do you do? Instead, you're going to be like, okay, I know that this is coming and I'm going to write, you know, spend another 20 minutes and I'm going to really work on a good description. Now, why am I saying like, hey, do it? I'm not saying like, do it for everything, like every room, write it like a paragraph, every trap or skill check, write this. I'm saying take it in bite-sized chunks. If you try and get better all at once, then you're going to get burned out. And you're going to have the same problem as when you were trying to fix all of your weaknesses at once. You can't get better at a problem area all at once either. You really need to take in bite-sized chunks. So once you've like found out what a good way to practice that, that improvement, you're then going to make a goal to do it, you know, consistently. Because if you do it for 3 weeks, or four, or however many, right? Or at least if you do it before every session, then you're going to notice that you get better at it. And so let's say that you're meeting twice a month, right? If you meet twice a month and you do this exercise before each time, then if you give yourself a time frame of 3 months, at the end of that point, or 6 months, you decide the time. Look at your progress. See if your progress in the areas where you weren't, you know, prepared, if you've gotten better at describing things there or whatever, right? If your goal was to get faster at combat or anything, see like, hey, you had prepared for specific encounters, like how to get faster. Have your other encounters also been faster because of that? And if so, that's going to give you a lot of motivation. Now, maybe you need to stick with it a bit longer and you have new ideas. Keep doing that and keep going until you're like, okay, I actually feel really good with this. I don't think it's a problem area anymore. I actually think that it's a strength of mine. If you've done that, then I think you're in a really good place to then, you know, cross that off the list or just bump it down. And it's not anymore one of your like three major areas of improvement. It's become one that you're pretty happy with. And then you can move up another one, right? Or move on to the next one. My point is, if you focus on, you know, deciding which ones are your main focus, and then you're able to make specific plans to improve on them over a realistic period of time, then you're going to get so much more improvement than if you just hope to absorb, you know, the universal essence of improvement by just thinking that you'd like to improve everything. It's much more efficient, and you'll be much happier if you get specific and if you see that progress. So I really hope that you're able to take these steps and apply it for yourself, right? When you have a time, when you have a second, when you're prepping your next session, just take a moment and figure out your main areas of weakness and then plan. And then, you know, reach out to us. Let us know how it went, because I honestly believe that you'll be very happy with the results. So get out there, become very improvement focused, and also let's roll initiative.
Do you love these podcast episodes but aren't always able to listen to them? Do you learn better reading information rather than listening to it? Here's what you can do. Go to sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get tips and tricks sent directly to your inbox in written format that you can read and reference whenever you want. You'll get tips that we don't share on the podcast and bonus techniques that, frankly, no one has ever heard before. Again, sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter, and get those free tips and techniques right to your inbox every week.